Is In Harm's Way a great war film, or does it sink to the bottom of the ocean? Find out today on Really Old Movies. Welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing the film In Harm's Way from 1965. Some essential movie details. This was filmed primarily in Hawaii and California, with model ships used for the battles that were in the film. And so the basic plot, Captain Rock, played by John Wayne, is involved in various battles throughout the start and middle of World War II. His ship is badly damaged in Pearl Harbor, causing him to be court-martialed until he's needed again when a rogue admiral is put in charge of a major battle. The result of this battle will turn the tide of the war because the islands are strategically placed in the Pacific Ocean that would provide a great airstrip for bomber planes if this area is captured by the U.S. And that's the basic plot. So now we'll get into my thoughts on the film. The plot, I gave a 4 out of 5. I thought it was a great plot. But I really wasn't a fan of the ending. I thought it was pretty anticlimactic. You know, I wish we got to see more of the last battle. Instead, Rock, who's played by John Wayne, he's knocked out and it cuts to him on a hospital boat. The nurse Maggie, who's his love interest, she just tells him what happens. We don't get to see much of that battle. What she was describing, I would have loved to have seen. But, you know, because I'm more of a show, not tell person, but it is what it is. So because of that, I knocked it down just a little bit. And the same goes for the beginning of the film with the battle in Pearl Harbor. It was over in like 2 minutes. It wasn't very long, and the people didn't really seem shaken up. So other than that, though, I thought it was a great story. I think it was a great evolution of John Wayne. I think he really progressed well. His character had a great character arc. I love it. So now in regards to acting, I gave that a 4 out of 5 as well. I thought John Wayne was really, really good. Much better in this film than in the last one I watched, Fighting Seabees and The Longest Day. He was really good in this role because he was kind of tough when he needed to be, but then he was also kind of empathetic and emotional when he needed to be as well. So he was really good, really stole the scenes and that he was in. Kirk Douglas was pretty good. And because of him, though, I'm knocking down the points a bit. I didn't like how he kind of turned evil. You know, it was hard to like him after he rapes Jeremiah's girlfriend. Jeremiah is Captain Rock's son, his estranged son. And now nothing is shown, of course. This is a 1960s movie before a lot of graphic stuff was really shown. So it's very heavily implied. We don't actually see anything. But again, after that, I had a hard time liking him. And when he sacrifices himself and gets shot down and blows things up, I didn't feel it because I kind of hated him at that point. So because of that, I brought it down just a little bit. I wasn't a fan of that. Now, that being said, I'm not sure if this is based on a real story or not. So if that were the case, then, you know, good on him for being as accurate as possible, I guess. All right. In regards to directing, I gave a 3.5 out of 5. I thought it was pretty good. I did hate some of the choices that they made, such as cutting away too quickly from the major battles. Like I mentioned, Pearl Harbor and the battle at the end of the movie, you know, they were over in like 3 minutes. In the last one, we didn't even get to see at the end. We saw a bit of it and it was cool what we did see, but yeah, it was over way too fast. And there's a lot of filler time too. It's about 2 hours and 45 minutes. So I was a little disappointed with that. In regards to cinematography and special effects, I gave a 5 out of 5. I thought it was incredible. The explosions and gunfire, they looked really realistic. And I also love the model boats that they used. They were really cool looking. But you can kind of tell they were fake in some scenes because there's nobody on the deck like running any of the machinery. So it's pretty obvious that they're not real. But for the most part, it was great. And I loved it. It was incredible, incredible stuff. And so because of that, I gave it a 5 out of 5. In regards to music, I also gave it a 5 out of 5. I thought it was incredible. There's the scene with the Japanese ships, that are moving in the moonlight. And it really was building up the tension in the up to the battle. And it was really, really good. And just throughout the movie, it was excellent, excellent music. I believe it was done by Jerry Goldsmith, who did all the Star Trek music back in the 70s and 80s. So it makes sense. He's a great, he wrote great film scores. All right. So tallying up my score, that brings my Letterboxd score to a 4.3 out of 5, which I'll average to a 4 out of 5. And so would I recommend this movie? Yes. But like I said, I was pretty disappointed with the ending. I thought it was very anticlimactic and ended too quickly. But this is the best John Wayne World War II movie I've seen, especially this month. This is definitely the better of all of them. All right, well, those are my thoughts and feelings on In Harm's Way from 1965. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure to subscribe to our Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. All right, well, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.